Loyal listeners, if you would like to get the HLS podcast ad-free, as well as get some bonus content like the National Recap podcast, as well as some other random musings from myself, make sure you head over to patreon.com/ndtex. It is just $1 a month or more, if you so choose, to access all of this bonus content. And I would like to thank new patrons, Brian S. and Brent L. Thank you all so much for your support. Well, hello and welcome again to Sim Day over here at Her Little Sons. My name is Ryan Ritter. You can call me ND Tex. And as always, you can catch us live over here. It'll be most Thursdays. We'll have one more Thursday here at the 9 p.m. hour-ish. And you can find us on twitch.tv/Her Little Sons. Of course, podcast feed over at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you have to get your podcast feeds at. Join us in Discord. That is our live chat channel, herlittlesons.com/Discord. Of course, you can always find us at herlittlesons.com. With that said, time to bring in a constantly going out of focus Shane. Shane, how are you doing?
I thought I was doing fine. Now we're better.
I like the random white line it gave you in the middle of your green
screen. Yeah, it gave me a beam of light on my own camera. Thankfully, I had a microfiber cloth handy. Good. Technically, I'm technically a mess, but otherwise fine. You?
Yeah, I'm good. I am sorry about your soundboard being in a rest in peace condition. So
it is officially dead. The pin that I think that broke off the power cable that was lodged in the port is now buried, embedded all the way in there, not coming out. No magnet shall suffice. It's going to have to be another board or RIP.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to send you an extra one I got lying around because I don't need it anymore. And I don't think you want to buy another one since we're calling it quits here a little bit. Yep. Man, I am glad we started. I feel like it's a decent hour. I know it's still late, but hey, this might be I'm rolling solo right now. Mrs. Tex is out of town, and I'm going to be doing some extra life stuff soon. And that too may be going off schedule. I'm glad I promoted all the time. So the goal is to start in between 6 to 6:30 p.m. on my personal channel, twitch.tv/ndtex. Just got some family news that is going to cause me to maybe change and adjust my plan, so I will keep you all updated. But I am doing Breath of the Wild with crowd control. It's going to be awesome because you can make all your donations through the extensions. I got a little video pinned to my Twitter page. Shows most of the crazy things that you could do to me. Every 10 deaths, I'm going to do a Hot Ones challenge. It'll go all the way up to the bomb. And something else I picked up at the store today that said danger on it, so I'm sure that's totally safe.
I've had it. It is painful.
Oh, Christ.
It is painful.
Well, that's going to be on the list. And as well, we're going to be doing $500. Every $500 we will be doing a Triforce themed shot. If you've seen me take them before, you know that they are A, strong, B, terrible.
Yeah.
And I guess I could share the news now. I actually have a little bit of a sponsor-ish because I have a personal contact that works in the Starbucks corporate office. So there'll be a social media blitz tomorrow or today if you're listening to the podcast. But yes, I am going to be fueled by Starbucks. And apparently, she has found out that it's like, oh, I could donate this through crowd control. Great. And Starbucks will match her corporate sponsorship a little bit afterwards. So
it's going to
be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's getting serious right now. Yeah. I'm excited. Going to be fun. But hey, we got a sim to do.
We do. Yeah. We got Cavaliers to beat.
We got Cavaliers to beat. And we got I have to say a couple things here, Shane. You know, first, obviously, we don't know if Brennan Armstrong's playing or not. He is listed on the depth chart as the starting quarterback. He's still got banged up ribs. We don't know what's going on. It's your typical college football gamesmanship bullshit is what we're going through. But what I really want to focus on, Shane, is I don't know if you actually took a look at how the Cavaliers list their depth chart, but they have somebody, I shit you not, Shane, listed as FPB. You care to take a gander at what that means? FBP? FBP. This is a position that is too deep on their depth chart.
I'm shooting in the dark with a fullback power or something.
See, I thought it was a fullback too. But I'm like, why is it number 99? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
I have to dig up. It's on the offense. It's not a defensive player. So it's even weirder. But FBP stands for football player.
Go fuck yourself, Virginia. Are you kidding me?
I wish I was joking.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead
You're just
serious.
Putting an ATH next to everybody on the fucking field? Hey, look, we got an ATH at quarterback and an ATH at running back and an ATH at wide receiver. Where do they play? Fuck off.
Yeah, I get it if it's one person and it's like a flex position. Like, you can kind of get away with it, but you're still probably going to, like, squirrel them on the wide receiver or running back. But
this is Urban Meyer bullshit. It's Urban Meyer bullshit. It's the we're not going to give you our depth chart, but we're going to give you a depth chart because we have to give you a depth chart. Like, okay.
I found what that position stood for because I saw it on every single depth chart I pulled up. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I literally Googled Virginia football FBP, and then it has, like, on the first depth chart release this season, that it is an offensive position that is just football player. Like,
it's their impact player. It's Keaton Thompson, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so look at that. Impact player. What do you know? Come on.
Unbelievable. But anyway, football players and all, that's what's going on. Injury news on the Irish side. Kyle Hamilton still out. Brian Kelly today made it very clear. Two things. One, he's not medically cleared, and that's why he's not playing. And two, he is not playing because he's not medically cleared. This has nothing to do with Kyle playing it safe or thinking about his draft position, which honestly, if he was, I wouldn't give a shit. But apparently, it is, according to BK, that when Kyle Hamilton is cleared by doctors that it's safe for him to play, he will play.
Yeah.
Reading between the lines, I think it's he probably could. But don't risk it, so a doctor's not going to sign off on it. I mean, how do you feel about it, Shane?
I think at this point in the season, it's the, you know, there's got to be a combination of maybe the coaching staff feels good that, you know, Brendan Armstrong is going to be limited enough to where Kyle won't really even be required. You know, say he throws the ball a bunch. I mean, I can't expect that if he does play, he'll be running much, you know, and that's kind of his bread and butter. So it's kind of like, okay. If we are going to deal with Brendan Armstrong, it's going to be a one-dimensional one. There's no need to rush Kyle Hamilton back for any reason. Certainly no need to force the issue if he's, you know, if he's not a full medical clear. That's point number one. But yeah, number two being, even if he were and he didn't want to, or they were holding him back for some fucking vague precaution, I wouldn't question it, man. Like, at this point, like, I just don't want to see Jalen Smith 2.0. Like,
right.
I don't care.
I'm having to get my heart broken over and over again when I see Jalen Smith cut from other NFL teams.
Yeah.
Cowboys cut him. Green Bay kept him for a cup of coffee. Now they cut him. And
I joked on Twitter that was probably – Jalen might have had a conversation with Aaron Rodgers and then said, I'm out of this motherfucker. So.
Oh, so, man.
That might have been for the better.
Who for medical advice?
Yeah, that might have been for the best. Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you people here in Wisconsin? I'm out.
Yeah, maybe. Just saying.
All right. Also on the injury front, Avery Davis confirmed, not a surprise, out for the year. But this has moved Lorenzo Styles Jr. Into the slot. He will start for the first time this season. And Jaden Thomas, who has appeared in our sim, if you've been watching the sim, you've heard the name. He is now promoted to the varsity roster. Now, BK said they probably won't play him, but it's a warm body, I think, in case anybody else gets hurt.
Something happens,
Matt Salerno still on the two deep, but of course not in the sim. And our big, beautiful H-back, Michael Cromartie, for the first time in a few weeks, is not listed as the H-back.
No.
They're back to regular tight end, Shane.
No. Sad face. I'm glad he's around.
Yeah, so we've had to bench him. We will not see the large man doing this thing.
He was dominant as fuck in the sim.
Every time he got a reception, it brought me so much joy.
Oh, sad.
So that's all the news. If you want an actual preview of the game, here's the summary. Virginia could have a good offense if their quarterback is healthy. Their defense is ass.
Yeah, their defense is not going to be good. I mean, we'll see how Notre Dame's offense works with that in the sim, but we should know that they're not good.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for road game fuckery. I mean, on the picks, Shane, I actually picked Virginia to cover, not to win, but to cover, just because.
Okay.
Hey, every true road game, how does it end? Door kicks a game-winning field goal. So
yeah.
Why do I expect anything different? But I faded Notre Dame last week. Happily took the L, and it was not a concern. So if I end up taking the L, and really, in real life, if I find out Armstrong is not starting, oh boy, I am real life throwing a whole lot before that line goes out of control on Notre Dame's side.
Yeah.
Audric Estime-Benny, not an H-back. Logan Diggs, you'll probably see more of him. He is now an OR with Chris Tyree.
Nice.
I think they're being real, real careful with that toe, which I do not blame them. Again, there's no reason to risk it. I could probably run on Virginia's defense, so why the fuck does it matter? But hey, all that said, you ready to do this, Shane?
I am ready. Let's get it done.
All right. And here we go. Football players and all, the Virginia Cavaliers. Oh, I love it when the shaders have to render. The flags are all fucked up.
Wait, make sure,
emulation.
Make sure
great.
I can see the game, though. That's
there
important.
We go. Oh. I was too confident in all my fancy stuff here, Shane, and thought I had it set automatically.
Miss just the small things, you know.
So everybody missed the unrendered Virginia flag. But hey, the stadium is in a black hole. We are under the lights in Virginia. Wow.
It really is a black hole.
Last time Notre Dame was here, broke the Cavaliers' hearts with just a gorgeous, gorgeous touchdown catch by the one.
All I can think about is Taylor Swift.
Well, Notre Dame wins the toss, and they will kick.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, it is different. Dora will kick this one away, and it goes into the end zone for a touchback. Where it's the
also
down.
Different.
So. We have Armstrong coming out.
Okay.
Can't simulate injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can only take him out of the depth chart, but Notre Dame comes out with three down linemen. And of course, Virginia runs it. Mike Hollins with a 9-yard rush.
Just right up the fucking middle. Nobody nearby.
I mean, that's got to be an automatic check, right? At this point, if you see Notre Dame, they got four down linemen here, but man, if they're showing three, run it.
Run it.
And there's your football player 99 over in fullback. And Foskey almost sacks Armstrong. Armstrong gets away.
He
a
had
first
him.
Down.
That's that bullshit. See? That's that bullshit. If this in real life, that injury would make that a little bit more safe.
Yeah. In real
tuck
life,
and cover.
Armstrong, making a business decision and going down.
Mm-hmm.
And a handoff again. I think this is Hollins. Nope, this is Tula Papa. 7-yard run. So Virginia moving the ball downfield with ease on this Notre Dame defense. And that was
so
a
far.
Three down lineman front. And they're going to approach it again. Bertrand creeping up to the line. He blitzes. Tua LaPapa gets caught. Geyser.
All right. They're doing a lot of chasing. It hasn't been much opportunity for penetration in the backfield. You're not really seeing the front seven do enough damage yet. Hopefully they can get their game going.
Four down linemen on third and four. Armstrong back to pass. Blitz coming. Gets rid of it. Throws deep to a wide open receiver. Ugh. That is Rashad Henry in for a 55-yard touchdown.
That is brutal. This is starting. Like, you know, I know we're in a sim world, but those of you who played this 2014 game, you know what's happening right now. You know that the sim, you know that the AI decided, an exploit that will be absolutely beaten like a drum for the first half. Get ready, folks. It's going to hurt.
Virginia's extra point is up and good as Justin Dunkel puts it through. And he will get ready to kick off as Odd Lung Sung plays in the background. Kneeling it are the Irish. So here comes Cone and Kyron Williams and the rest of the Irish offense taking over at their own 25, trying to respond after a very quick drive.
They look great on Lyman.
Yep, and they do run a 3-4. So Cone dumps it out. This is to Diggs, who breaks the tackle across the 40, 45, across to the 50. Excuse me, that's okay. Kyron Williams.
Good
there
start.
There were two backs back there, so I apologize. I thought Diggs got that.
Diggs did the, he did the fake. Yeah. Here's a pass.
And just breaking tackles and Kyron doing his thing. So like we said, Virginia's defense sucks.
Yeah. So far.
Ball is now on Virginia's 49, four wide for one the Irish. There. And an RPO of sorts here, but the pass falls incomplete. Deion Colsey was the intended receiver.
All right, so I mean, Virginia can feel good about that one, but the fact of the matter is they can't survive on bailouts.
Back to pass again as Cone has a lot of time and throws it away.
Oh, why?
Well, then.
I mean, take the seconds. Take all the time.
I don't understand that whatsoever.
There was no pressure.
Three wide on third and 10, and another screen gets set up. This is picked off. And there is nobody to stop him but Cone, and Cone will not catch him. Lindsay trying to track him down. That is a Virginia pick six intercepted by somebody I don't have listed here.
Can I just point out to everyone that 47 seconds of game clock passed on that drive? Ooh, boy.
Lindsay needed another yard to catch up. I think that is Burton or Button. I don't have number 8 here on my depth chart, so that's always fun.
Yikes. Kick is up and good.
Oh, boy. All right. Well,
yeah.
Virginia 14, Notre Dame nothing.
Yeah.
6:13 left here to go.
Oh, boy.
And this will be taken out of the end zone this time. With a lot of room goes Lindsay with a 32-yard return.
Okay.
That's something there. Well,
something.
It can't get worse, can it, Shane? Literally cannot get worse.
Don't say it.
As far as drive results, you can't do worse than a pick six.
That's true. But you can repeat the effect.
Four wide on a shitty rushing offense. It passes over the middle to Austin, and he will go down for 9 yards.
His
first reception of the game.
I just remember us saying, oh, man, this defense is terrible.
The sim heard me. And the sim was pissed. Second and one. First handoff of the game. Williams takes it to the right and has some room. Gets just across the 50, 10-yard gain. Fresh set of downs for the Irish.
Pretty good. I mean, again, they needed one. He's got 10. So far, the running game is there. It's just don't throw stupid shit.
And this time, play action. Nope, no, it's not. It's a read option. And Cone makes his presence felt with an 8-yard gain.
Wow. He just ran through bodies and somehow gained 8 yards. I mean, it looked like he was going to eat shit.
Second and two. Three wide for the Irish. Austin goes in jet sweep motion, and the handoff will be to him, and he will get taken down easily.
Yikes.
That is Mandy Alonso on the tackle.
Who
4-yard
fucked
loss.
That block up? Was that Joe Alt? Because Joe Alt got worked.
Yep.
Eek. Eek.
So four wide. Mayer is in the mix there, out on the right side. Back to pass is Cone, and throws it short of the sticks. But Jaden Thomas manages to get just across for his first reception in the game and an Irish first down. Ball down the Virginia 40.
Okay. This is turning into potential points. Come on now.
thrown under center, drops back to pass, and is immediately sacked. Free blitzer. Nobody picked him up. Noah Taylor gets an easy sack. It literally doesn't get easier than that.
Yeah, I mean, there was an extra blocker on the O-line whose hands were just out. He's had nobody on him.
It's like, just wait blocking, a second, why am I not blocking anybody? This
blocking
is weird.
Space.
It is now 2nd and 19.
Strong Navy vibes over here.
And a speed option, and Cone will get dropped at the line of scrimmage.
This is a fucking joke.
Aaron Fabway.
Oh, boy. He's
going to get credited with a TFL on that. Well, this is an abject disaster. 5-wide drink.
Please do something.
Well, they throw it short to Lindsey, and he gets 7 yards, and that's not going to be near enough. It'll
that's
be
not
4
something.
12.
This is what I get for saying this is looking like it's turning into points. Oh, my God, they're
punting
at
the
41.
From the 41.
Oh,
my God.
I'm
not even going to call it. You know it's a touchback.
I was going to say, he's going to kick this one, like, out of bounds at the 30 somehow.
God. All right, well, it's 1st and 10 for Virginia on the 20. This is only their second offensive drive, and they have 14 points. Efficiency. Armstrong, back to pass. Throws over the middle, and it is complete. Bertrand stops Dontavian Wicks. It gets the
Why can't we just throw passes like that? Just one time.
You know what? It would be nice, but whatever. 1st and 10, Armstrong back to pass again. Almost picked off by DJ Brown.
You gotta come up with those. You absolutely, like, at this point in the game, dude, that was just a gift.
Second and 10, I formation here for Virginia and their football player at the fullback. And it'll be a pitch over to the left side. And Tuilapapa goes nowhere.
Got blown.
Taken down by Isaiah Foskey.
Okay.
I love that the chat's keeping me up to date on the Pitt-UNC game.
Yeah.
3rd and 10. Back to passes. Armstrong blitz coming. Gets rid of it in time, but throws it away. So that is the first time they face 3rd down, and they get off the field.
Lucky, because they had the receiver. It was just overthrown.
The ribs, Shane. The ribs.
The ribs.
This punt will be caught right inside the 30, and Williams is just... He just wants to truck people.
Okay.
An 11-yard return. So Notre Dame will take over, trailing in almost every statistical category.
If they can just stick to the run a little bit, man, I feel like they can get some production. Every time they try to go to the pass, shit falls apart.
Well, they will go back to pass here. Cone throws over the middle to Austin. Austin fights for yardage. 11-yard gain and an Irish first down.
Feels like Tommy Reese is insisting on getting this part going, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely like, no, we can do this, and we will do this, damn it. 1st and 10 on the Virginia 48. Cone is back to pass again.
Free receiver.
And, oh, he had Austin open, but it overthrew him, led him by too much.
God damn.
Well, 2nd and 10 for the Irish as they come out with 3 wide. Williams over to Cone's left. Back to pass once again is Cone, and he will run right into a sack. And Manny Alonso will grab another TFL and sack on that play.
He was tackled and sacked by a man named Amanda.
Oh, man.
Anyone saying Wahoo yet? No?
Bilf is.
Yeah.
Back to pass. 3rd and 18. Throws it to the sideline and nearly picked off by Darius Bratton. That's who it is.
This game has the pick six. It just has all the feel of, yeah, I dare you to try. Keep trying it because the sim already knows.
Well, Bradley back to punt.
Boy.
This one gets to the 10. Here comes the punt coverage, and they will stop Billy Kemp the fourth. Or actually, no, that was Mike Hollins. Apparently, I don't even know who's who. Great.
man, this is this, and that can I just point out the fact that all this passing has made this quarter drag
forever. My kid's gonna wake up at the fourth quarter, and I got no backup, man. Sorry, kiddo. You're gonna be. We're gonna rock you and listen to this bullshit for a while. Second and 10, I formation, play action pass, throwing deep and complete. No, it's dropped.
Oh, what? That's. I'm sorry, bro, but count that. We got lucky as all shit because that should have been.
That was another touchdown waiting to happen, and that was Rashawn Henry who scored the first one. Screen being set up by Virginia on 3rd and 10, and the Irish defense will shut that down.
Thankfully.
As Wayne Tuilapapa is barely able to get anything. So, after every all moment. Of our buttholes clinch, Virginia will punt.
Every moment, it just feels like this could come crashing down.
Kick is away. This time, Kyron will get this right at the 30. We'll go forward to about the 45. Notre Dame still looking for their first points, and it is still the first quarter. 1:40 left to go. Somebody run the goddamn ball, for the love of God.
Put us out of our misery.
Two backs in the backfield. It's going to be really annoying when we pass this one. Yep, play action.
There it is.
Throws and hits Logan Diggs in the back.
Okay, cool. He wasn't even... All right. So... Again, like I said, sometimes the sim makes choices right before it's even started.
Oh, handoff to Williams, and oh hey, a 10-yard gain. So he's got two handoffs and two 10-yard gains.
And this
guess
is the,
what
this
you
is,
need to do.
This is the most fucked up part about what the sim. What this game does is it shows you this thing works like a fucking charm. We're and never gonna do it.
Passing again, and Code almost gets sacked. Dumps it out to Lorenzo Styles, who gets plastered. By taking, he was just sitting duck out in the flat. He literally caught it and then just got destroyed.
Yeah. So this is the game where every pass goes wrong and every run is smooth as butter, but we're not going to do the second one.
Two rushes for 20 yards and we're not doing it.
Nope.
Second and 9, trips over to the right for Cohn. A handoff. Oh. Nope, never mind. It's a read option. Here comes Cohn running.
What in the fuck? That worked. But again, this is what I'm saying. The run works. Even with shitbag Cohn.
This is incredible. This is tremendous content.
God damn it.
First and 10, 50 seconds left in this quarter. Cohn throws it and it's complete to Austin, who sneaks up the seam.
Amazing.
14-yard reception there.
Now they better run the ball.
Yeah, they're in the red zone, so it's fade time, baby. Shit. Oh, under center, two tight ends. Here we go.
Come on.
Let's see what happens here. And we got a handoff. And Diggs has this one. He's going towards the end zone. Oh, just short. 15-yard gain.
Every run is like 12 to 15 yards. This is ridiculous.
The only person that's been stopped for less than 10 yards is Jack Cohn. Four wide on the 1 yard line.
What are we doing? What back are we doing?
Cohn's what are gonna we pull doing? It down. He breaks the tackle. He's
Why are we taking sacks on the 1 yard line?
Fucking stupid.
Son of a bitch.
That is the backup defensive end.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Mayanai gets the sack. Oh, my gosh.
Is that why you were here?
And now they hand it off. And, oh, my God, Williams dove too soon. The corner ends. It'll be 3rd and goal on the
mercifully,
one.
Mercifully, first 8 minutes... of whatever bastardization of the sport we were just shown. Okay,
third
here we go
and goal.
Again.
We can
QB
sneaking in, but we're in the shotgun with three wide to the left. Hand off to Williams. Thank Christ, touchdown.
Jesus.
Good God, that was brutal. Are we only allowed to score in this end zone? Is that it? We just had to turn and flip the field around?
That was like the 3rd and 1 Tommy Reese run against Michigan. It was like, this better fucking work. Fuck.
You know, Logan Diggs is sitting there on the sidelines like, damn it, I should have punched it in when I had the chance.
You see that? You see Brian Kelly just patted Kyron Williams on the shoulder, and Kyron Williams just basically said to him, about fucking time.
Kickoff is another touchback, and here we go again.
Okay.
Armstrong's out in the shotgun with four wide. And we got a jet sweep here. And Kemp is brought down after a two-yard gain.
The most insane part about this is that Notre Dame could still win this game.
Yep.
Okay.
if they don't give up any more big plays, but who knows, they could probably still come back. Speed option here, but Armstrong just gets racked.
Fail.
By Foskey.
Murdered.
You know, when you if you're going to have unblocked ends, maybe not make it Foskey.
Yeah, maybe not him.
Just third and 11, three down linemen. Let's see if they get weird and run it. It'll be back to pass for Armstrong. Throws over the middle, and it is dropped.
Oof. Yeah, it wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, it was about a three-yard pass, and there were three Irish defenders around it.
Okay.
So that is the first three and out of the football game for Virginia there, Shane.
All right. So, see, as I'm saying, all of a sudden Notre Dame scores, and it's like, okay, let's reset. They could score here, and it can all of a sudden undo the disaster that was the first quarter.
And Kyron Williams on that 11-yard return gives the Irish great field position. They are on their own 48.
Wow.
Three wide for Cone. He will hand off to Williams, who, of course, finally finds a way to lose yards as Bandy Alonso gets his third TFL. We're getting dominated by Mandy.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting and much like my high school fantasy is about one famous actress named Mandy. Here we are getting dominated.
Cone holds the read option for no fucking reason. It's third and 12 after a 3-yard gain.
I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing.
Pissing everybody off.
Just give Kyron Williams the ball, please.
Back to pass. It is complete but short to Kevin Austin. Across the 50 is the good news. The bad news is it's 6 yards short.
Yeah, well, that's a punt town.
So at the second punt from plus territory, Ramon will kick this one away, and of course, it never bounces anywhere but through the end zone.
Yep. Sometimes they cough in corner. Sometimes.
Yeah, but the ball always bounces straight.
Yeah.
Like, just by pure odds and physics of what a football fucking is, that's impossible. Yeah, no. And a handoff to Tua LaPapa. He goes nowhere.
Foskey was hunting.
Yeah, Foskey is... God, Foskey's like twice his size. That's just scary. I formation here for Virginia. Back to pass. Man, and it is complete to the football player, Keaton Thompson.
Wow, what position do you play?
Fullback in that formation.
We're talking about not Mandy Patinkin, by the way. Mandy Moore. That would be Mandy Moore. Go on.
So who said Mandy Patinkin? Oh, and another completion to Mr. Football Player. This one goes for 19 yards in a first.
That's Milfie's old ass driving Mandy Patinkin.
Come on, man. Oh, maybe not. We got a booth review.
Yeah, ACC, I was going to say.
Foot, getting in action.
Foot might have stepped.
Yeah.
Never mind. It's going to be a catch.
You know, if you were listed as a wide receiver, you might make that catch. But since you're only generic football player, it's incomplete.
Overturned.
So the play is reversed, and it is now going to be second and 10 on the Virginia 31. Virginia coming out with four wide receivers.
Maybe a little pick. Maybe.
And a jet sweep here to Kemp. Only a 4-yard gain.
Okay.
So third and 6. They have only converted third down so far. Hopefully the Irish can keep that up because, God, they need points. Back to passes Armstrong, and he is hit as he throws. They're going to call that incomplete.
I was going to say that didn't look like it went anywhere.
I mean, it was popped straight up in the air for long enough. Somebody should have turned around and just plucked it out of the sky.
Caught it. Yeah.
So Virginia will punt this one away. Cameron Williams will take this at his 25. Goes across the 35, and that'll be about it.
Okay.
Look at this. Huh. Look at the even the ESPN stats are showing it. Cameron Williams is 45 yards. The rest of the team, 71. What are we going to do, play one? Guarantee we fucking pass it.
That's right.
4-1.
You're damn right. It's going to be some play action bullshit, too.
Well, read option, even better.
Oh, even better.
Jones loses 2 yards. What are we doing?
Wow. Why did you keep it? It was clear that Kyron had more running room. He even had blocks. That's just bad reading.
Unbelievable. Well, it's now 2nd and 12. Four receivers bunched. Back to pass his cone. Throws it over the middle. Yeah. Complete to Austin. And he will have the first down. That is Austin's 5th reception of the game.
I mean, he's clearly got a favorite receiver today, but it's like this has been the least consistent option so far.
Okay. Two backs, which we haven't run out of yet. Oh, look at that. Kyron Williams gets
what do
a
you
yard.
Know?
Fuck.
He runs right into traffic, gets tackled by 4. Oh, boy.
Sim's like, oh, you want us to run, huh? Watch this shit.
Yes.
2nd and 9. Ball still not across the 50 yet. But now it's thrown over the middle. And again, I believe nope, that was Lindsey.
That was a tight ass window.
Second reception of the game. Excuse me.
Maybe
very
stop
tight
doing
window.
That.
But it is a first down. And Notre Dame is now in Virginia territory. Quick pass here to Lindsey. And that is 5 yards. It'll be 2nd and 5 inside Virginia's 35.
Kind of a mini tunnel screen they were trying to get going, but no tunnel was built.
It was thrown way too fast for any block to be set.
Yeah.
Two tight ends. Cone goes under center. And it's a pass.
There's a bad matchup at the bottom of the screen. Ugh.
Cone took a 3-step drop and somehow got sacked.
Okay. Because there was literally a receiver with no defender on him. You could tell they were loaded in the box, and instead he just sat there in the pocket. Okay.
By my count, we have 5 sacks? 4 or 5 sacks?
I think that we're on 4. Maybe 5. I may be missing the 1.
Good Lord. It is 3rd and 7. We got 5 wide. Cone throws it to the sideline, and it cannot be held on by the freshman, Jaden Thomas. And we are going to kick a 51-yard field goal.
Okay, let's see it.
And it is up. It is good. Absolutely
there you go.
Thrilled by Dorr.
Okay.
Notre Dame brings the deficit to 4. Virginia 10. Notre Dame of Virginia 14, Notre Dame 10. Dyslexia is fun, kids.
So just again, the whole first half thematically has been, why won't we keep running it? Why do we pass?
Why are we here? Billy Kemp ended up taking that out of the end zone. Only gets to the 24-yard line. Apparently UNC and Pitt's getting spicy, according to chat.
First I love how he's 10. The 4th and his number is 4.
3 wide. Quick tunnel pass. And as the Kemp gets 3 yards.
Smacked. All right.
So it'll be 2nd and 7 with 3:18 left in the half.
The 4th.
Yep. Well, hey, right now the UNC +7 and the under looking like good plays for me. But meanwhile, handoff by Armstrong, and that is Tuilapapa for 5 yards. 3rd and 1 upcoming. They haven't converted a third down since the beginning of the game.
Okay. Let's see. Can they get the stop?
4 wide.
Somebody spy him.
And off to Tuilapapa. He's brought down by Tariq Gracie in the backfield.
Wow. Huge. Huge stop. I mean, Notre Dame gets the possession here to hopefully close at the half. Maybe they can do it with some points and then get the ball.
Yeah, they will have over 2 minutes. And that's if Virginia decides to bleed out the entire clock, which they don't, because game management. What is it?
Yeah.
And, oh, Kyron has nowhere to go. Almost looked like he got a face mask on him, but
a little
6-yard return. Good coverage, I guess. Prolific offense, says ESPN.
Prolific.
It's something. It's a thing.
34 yards this quarter. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And the 34-yard line is where the Irish will start. It's almost picked off again.
Why are we doing this?
That would have been a pick six if Devontae Cross had held on to it.
Okay. There's plenty of time. You can get a couple big runs here and get halfway up the field.
Beautiful sideline pass and catch by Kevin Austin. I will give the Irish a fresh set of downs. We're going to get a real good look at it here if it was. And as soon as I say that, the fucking camera moved up above his feet. Well, we're not even getting a review, so I'm assuming it was a spectacular
catch. I'm assuming yes.
Thanks for the replay, ESPN. I'm really feeling at home with the camera coverage here. So, oh, my dear God. There was a blitz on that play action, and Cone thankfully got rid of it just in the nick of time.
I was going to say, I mean, he could have just not, so that's something.
Yeah, I don't know how he got rid of that, to be honest. 2:10 left. Read option. No, it's a triple option, but Cone
Keith. Wow.
It's a six-yard game. We just ran a fucking triple option in a two-minute drill. What are we doing?
Okay. All right, Navy. Watch out.
3rd and 4, just now inside Virginia territory.
This game is so aggravating.
Code is back to pass, and oh, he throws it short to Lorenzo Styles. It's 4th and 1. Please go for it. God damn it, why are you punting?
God damn it. God damn it.
Another. This is the second punt. The 41.
What the shit.
So they're going to let the clock bleed so we can yell at you for your stupid mistake.
Why didn't you let the clock bleed before? Why now? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the logic that doesn't make any sense. Why only on 4th down?
Wait. Where have you been stopped in a 1-yard gain when you handed it off to Williams? What the fuck are you doing? Fire Sim BK. Fire Jeff Quinn. It's all his fault.
Corner.
Maybe a coffin corner? I'm not sure. I don't know where it landed. No.
Touchback.
It is a touchback indeed. Your eyes are better than mine, Shane. 101 left to go for Armstrong and company. And they hand off to Tua LaPapa?
All right. Okay. They too are done. All right. Cool. Everyone's going to keep all their fucking timeouts like a bunch of psychopaths heading into halftime. Okay. Here we go.
We couldn't buy a run from either of these teams. Now they're coming out with 5 wide. This game is actively fucking with us right now.
All I'm saying is you're down 4, and you have all of your timeouts.
And you don't get the ball to start the second half.
You're telling me you had no notes? None?
This is painful.
Notre Dame kicked to start the game.
And it was a pretty sideline pass, but it was jarred loose by Cam Hart.
Notre Dame kicked to start the game, right? So they do get the ball.
The ball back.
It's just like, okay.
We got the Valenti cell phone minute timeout bit already by Benny.
You know what's funny? I think of timeouts, I think of it as like, it's not PTO. You know what I'm saying? You can't just choose to use it later.
And there was a short run by Tua LaPapa. Here comes a punt return. And fumbled by Williams. Thankfully picked up by J.D. Bertrand.
J.D. Bertrand slash Chase Kitterer.
They can potentially get this to the end zone.
Do it. Please do it. He's going to get sacked.
They're going to run it. Just watch. They're going to run it. Back to pass. Come on, buddy. Launch towards the end zone. Picked off. Oh, baby.
Just poetic. Just perfect. Yum.
Joey Blount, the saber in this defense, as he's called.
You see how fucking short that ball was falling? That dude's got a fucking wet spaghetti noodle for an arm. What the hell?
Oh, my God. All right. The first half is over.
Garbage.
14-10. We'll be back. Second half after this.
Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get a deeper insight into the Notre Dame football program from somebody that lived it as both a player as well as in the inside of the athletic department, we suggest picking up a copy of If These Walls Could Talk, Stories from Notre Dame Fighting Irish Sideline, Locker Room, and Press Box by none other than Reggie Brooks himself. Reggie will dive into everything from his time playing under Lou Holtz all the way up to the experiences of watching Brian Kelly lead today's Fighting Irish. And we are happy to extend a 25% offer off the book just by going to herloyalsons.com/book. Make sure you use the code WALLSND25, that's WALLSND25, when you make your order. Again, head over to herloyalsons.com/book, use the code WALLSND25, and enjoy a great addition to your Notre Dame football library.
Well, we are back in the second half, and well, Shane, that was a half of football. Oh no, your Bluetooth, don't tell me, no! Come back to us, Shane! Oh no, we've lost Shane! What the hell? No, this is gonna be a touchdown for Notre Dame, and we're gonna take our own time out here and try to figure out what happened with Shane's audio. Can't hear you at all, buddy. You're not muted by any chance. Did I mute something on my end? Jesus. Wait a second. Hold on. Are you on? No, still can't hear you. Okay, so that was set right. Did your Bluetooth die? You can hear me. Did I somehow hit like a magic key on my keyboard and mute you completely? Oh, Shane's gonna come back. Ah, he wasn't muted. I like that you're getting Shane's profile picture. That's a very appropriate moment for this.
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
I'm back. Here we go.
What the fuck happened?
I have no idea. All of a sudden, Zoom wasn't registering any of my audio, but I could hear you. And my video is a fucking mess. I got you. There I am. Hi. We're back.
Shane, by the time we get to the last fucking episode,
we're gonna be arriving on just the spokes of a falling apart wagon. Here we go, we're back, we're ready. Oh god, everything fell apart.
Okay, alright, well, we are back. Apparently, man, Bracey got a concussion.
Check it out, we're back, and Shriek Bracey's concussed. Are we sure we're not talking about my audio? Go on.
What the shit? Okay. Well, play action here by Code, and it's complete to Austin. 15-yard game. Oh my god, I can't breathe.
All right. I promise you I changed nothing in the settings when that happened.
I 100% believe it. We've had so much weird shit happen to us. Like, why have anything different?
What a mess.
All right, so try to reset and breathe now. First and 10, ball's on the Notre Dame 40. Hand off to Williams, who finds a hole in the left side, gets a 3-yard gain.
Whew. All right.
Second and 7 coming up. And now I've pulled up the overtime game on my phone. I got to see the clusterfuck. Multitasking. Cone throws complete.
Wow.
And that all is right. To Lorenzo Styles.
Lorenzo Styles for the first time today. Down. Oh, no, his third reception today.
Well, this is the first time he actually got a real route instead of, like, getting his bullshit one in the flat and being thrown to, like, 2 yards.
Okay, I'm like, none of this is registering right now. All right.
First and 10.
Come on.
Back to pass his cone. Throws to the far sideline, picked off, his third one of the game.
Easy. I mean, he's fucking throwing these weak-ass ducks. all over the fucking field. Come on.
That is Fentrell Cypress the second with the third pick of the game.
Wow. I mean, give me a Virginia football player in one person. Just name there you go.
I like how it's the second. He ain't junior, but we got a fourth on the team. Tua LaPapa gets a two-yard gain.
Yeah, I also just love that the guy whose last name, who's the fourth, is number four.
I mean, might as well go with it, right?
Yeah, I mean.
All right, second and eight. I formation. Armstrong hands off to Tua LaPapa, who has a lot of room on the right side. And Houston Griffith closes it down after a four-yard gain.
All right, big stop. They need this stop. I mean, to be three turnovers down and only down 4 points, come on.
Shotgun for Armstrong, four wide. Back to pass, blitz coming, screen was set up, but great reaction there by Ramon Anderson.
All right.
It wasn't him. That wasn't a three and out, really, but that was a three and out. Yeah, it was three and out. I was thinking about field position, but they intercepted the ball.
That's right.
Williams will take this on the 20, gets to the 30, and he will be stopped there. So here's your game track. Interception, interception, interception. Holy shit, it is raining like crazy in Pitt.
Oh, damn, is it?
Yeah, it's a fucking monsoon.
Oh, God.
Oh, Hal nearly threw the game away, literally. All right, back to our game. Here comes Cone, who has been trying his best to throw the game away.
Yeah, at what point do you go Buckner?
Yeah, Sim's smart enough to do that. Doesn't even know when to fucking run. Yikes. Hey, here we go. They run. Look at all this room on the right side. And God, Williams fumbled.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is going to be a scoop and score. Fat guy touchdown. Aaron Fomwai.
So, again, the game has made a choice at this point, right? Come on. What? Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. He was standing on the ball.
That's got to be a real knee to the old emotional nutsack.
Wow. Yep.
Wow.
Shane, I don't like this.
No, it doesn't feel unearned. It just feels dirty, though, you know?
Kick is away. And it will be taken out of the end zone. And Tyree gets it out for 25 yards.
It's just sad to know that Virginia hasn't, except for the first, literally the first play of the game, hasn't done shit to earn it themselves since.
Nope. 14 points given up by the offense of Notre Dame. And Cone throws it over the middle to Lindsey, and it's complete for 7 yards.
Great. Now do it again.
Gonna need it. If you're going 7 yards at a time, you're gonna need to do it again quite a bit.
Yeah, do it at least, you know. Give me maybe 10 more. Let's see where we get.
Four wide for Cone, three to his left. And he is sacked.
Yeah. So like now it just seems like they can't trust anything.
I've got all kinds of tackle for losses and sacks, interceptions. The top part of my flip chart on the Notre Dame side, it looks like a mess right now. Third and nine. And it's complete to Colsey for 5 yards.
Great. On third down. Cool.
Hey, I got a 7-point push. Buy the hook, kids. That's why you buy the hook. Save my ass.
Yep.
Fourth and four, Notre Dame is going to punt it away. And it will be taken at the 25. And Hollins, 9 yards.
Let me know if Mac Brown does the soul-stealing handshake after this one.
Oh, I turned it off. I didn't even see the final play. I just saw it was over. I'm like, I'm done.
I trust Milfie and Benny to let us know.
Hit one by three? How? I had a touchdown. Well, second
and Armstrong finally rushes. Ooh, and got smacked in the face.
Yeah, he got smacked real hard, but bounced right back up. And Armstrong dances around, throws it over the middle deep, and Broncos are broken. And DJ Brown brings down Kemp for a 30-yard reception. Yeah, Benny did. He did misread. So, all right, now we can focus on whatever this bullshit is.
He's a 50% passer, less than 50% right now, and they're up 11.
Yeah, this is sucked. And the ball is now the Irish 31-yard line. 4:20 left to go here, and another pass over the middle of the Kemp, and another first down. Well, I think they found a target.
I'm so alarmed because this year the sim has been oddly accurate. So,
telling you, there's something about road games in this team, man. I don't know what it is.
It
might be a comb thing. I don't know, but. Oh, read option. Nope. Triple option. Pitch late, but the pitch is picked off by Cam Hart. He's got a lot of room.
Come on,
across
let's
the
go.
40. The 50.
He's got to go. Come
40,
on. Come on.
30.
Don't get caught.
20.
Don't get caught.
10. He will not get caught. Touchdown.
Boom.
They gave, so now, Brendan Armstrong the touchdown run. What? Look at this. Nice. What the fuck's going on?
Brendan Armstrong. Look at him.
They're showing a replay of Armstrong desperately trying to get Kim Hart.
And in the video board. And in the video board behind him.
Unbelievable. Well, the kick is up and good. And Notre Dame gets a touchdown of their own on turnovers. God bless you, Cam Hart.
Oh, boy. All right. Now what?
I don't know. It doesn't get much weirder than the pitch pickoff.
I don't know what to expect.
It was a super, super late pitch. Like, had no reason to do that.
No, the sim is not crying for mercy. The sim is crying, where is your God now? That's what it's saying. It gives no shits.
The sim's putting the tourniquet on the other arm and filling up another syringe is what the sim is doing. Pass over the middle to Demick Starling. His first catch of the game, 8 yards. Second and two coming up. This game that is just going to last 5 fucking hours.
Yeah, God.
Back to pass. Throws it deep. Complete. First catch of the game for the tight end, Jelani Woods.
They had Drew White on him out there. I mean,
look how much bigger that man is than Drew.
That's what I'm saying.
Bloody. That's a mismatch.
Not a good one.
First and 10, ball is on the Irish 46-yard line. Armstrong back to pass, throws it, and it's dropped. It almost picked off.
The dive then. I appreciate the second effort.
I almost picked that up off the ground. It's now second and 10. Irish come out with 3 down linemen, 4 wide for Virginia. And
get him, shut him down.
Goes. They hand off to their football player for a 6-yard gain on the fullback dive.
Yes.
Third and 4. Oh, man. Ball of the Irish 4. I will not let that shit go. That is so fucking stupid.
It's just Devin Gardner at Michigan stupid quarterback number bullshit. You know, it's the same thing.
And a short little pass back here. It's going to go absolutely nowhere for Tua LaPapa. Cam Hart back on the tackle.
Damn right. Good night. So sad punt.
Yep, most likely. Watch, they'll have the balls to go for it. Watch.
Sad punt.
Nope, never mind. Sad punt.
Sad punt.
And take your time, guys. There we go.
Yeah, please, because
let's get this touchback. Oh, quarter. Look, they found the corner.
Oh, Shankopotamus.
Well, the shank will still be inside the 20, most likely. And here's a collage of Jack Cohn
eating
destroyed.
Shit. Here you go. Taste this dirt. No, taste this one. Is this yard line the same flavor as the other one? Can you tell me?
5 sacks. What the fuck?
Yeah, buddy.
Well, this shit defense, man. I swear to God, if this game turns out like this, I will be so tired because I'll be watching this at the end of doing 24 hours. Marathoning.
He's throwing the ball still.
Cone is like,
he's throwing the ball still. He's not throwing the ball.
There. Finally complete. Down the midfield. Yeah. It's Lindsey.
That's the longest pass they've thrown.
Sat in the pocket for a good. Let's take a look
for
at this round.
8 seconds.
It was a corner route.
5, 6, 7, 8.
In a game where your line gets 5 sacks, you let a quarterback stand upright for 8 seconds. What the fuck?
I mean, oh boy. Good Lord.
Oh, this is something else, man. Oh my God, that was really picked off.
That was terrible. Don't do stuff. Stop doing stuff. Just
it was either a short throw little it. Look screen, and if the corner had turned around, it's picked.
That would have been a pick. It would have been a pick six. Again. Stop throwing at the flats.
2nd and 8. And they run the same play to the other side this time, and a Colsey. And thankfully, everybody was off the receivers there, and it is a small game. 3rd and 4.
I don't understand why they feel the need to throw these 3-step drops when they're rushing 8, or throw the ball before he takes a step.
Well, Shane, you know the short passing game is an extension of the running game. I don't know what that is, though. That's a fucking drop by Mayer.
Hit him in the ass, I think.
I hit him in the fucking hands, and he turned around. Hey, they're going for it. Holy shit.
They're going for it.
4th and 4. Ball is on the 38 of Virginia.
I see a spot.
2 backs in the backfield.
Turn outside.
Code.
Oh, he's
throws
sat.
It over the middle. Complete. 11 yards to Lindsey.
I'm really quick. I'm not enjoying these route trees they're putting out there, man. Like, where they got these, like, just sitting on the fucking line of scrimmage. What are we doing?
2 tight ends. Head off to Williams, who doesn't have any room and only gets a yard.
Okay, but it's good that they mixed in a run there because it had been a minute.
Speaking of a minute, there's only a minute left here in the 3rd quarter. 2nd and 9. And another handoff this time to Diggs, who can't go anywhere. Huh? No gain.
If he had gone north-south, he had a little bit more room, but...
There's Mandy Alonso on the tackle again.
This dude... Yeah. 5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. He's busy.
Let's see how fuck around my nightmare, man.
Yikes.
Back to pass. And oh my God!
Hit it.
What are you doing?
Come on. Come on.
Wow.
I mean, come the fuck
that
on.
Easily. And here comes a 43-yard field goal from Dorr.
There was.
48-yard field goal from Dorr after the false start. Jesus Christ.
So, like you said, kick a field goal to win the game because they're about to potentially go down by 1.
I'm telling you, man. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's always some weird fuckery that happens. This kick is up.
Yeah.
Road and it is good. Shit. So the 38-yard field goal helps bring the Irish within 1. 21-20 with 33 shit. Seconds left in the third.
We almost did hear 53 million.
I'm glad the chat's having fun. I don't know what else you could do with this. This is going to be one of our longest sims and one of the, by far, the craziest.
It has been absolutely fucking bonkers. Jack Cohn could do no right. Virginia can do little on offense, and yet here we are.
Screen coming, almost ended up a sack and just throwed away by Armstrong.
Yeah, what screen? Because, yeah, that went to the sidelines. Yikes.
This is fucking atrocious.
Nobody wants to play good football today.
30 seconds left. Armstrong.
Pressure.
I don't know who he was throwing it to. There were 2 receivers there and 1 defender, but the ball falls incomplete.
Well, 1 receiver like faded away into the other and neither came up with it.
Well, this is the 10th third down attempt. Virginia's only converted 1. And they will still have only converted 1 as that's an interception.
Got him. About that fucking time. Payback.
Clarence Lewis with the interception.
All right. DB's doing work today. Cam Hart had the scoop and score. The pick six, was it? Pick six.
Yep. So to recap, we have had an interception, picked off a pitch for 6 points. Virginia has had 3 interceptions. One of them's a pick six and a fumble scoop and score.
Yep.
Folks, we got false start immediately as Notre Dame.
Everything is
field.
A mess.
I have TFL just to show y'all. This is great. It's a fucking green ink. Never mind. Can't show you shit. Fucking chroma key. No, we have given up four turnovers. We're only down by one, and Cohn throws that away, and I don't know why.
He had time. He had room. There are these rhythm passes you can see he throws that just like have to happen, even though there's no one in near where he's throwing
there.
Yeah,
Diggs is apparently he got knocked down after 4 yards. Apparently landed on somebody. He can never get up. The play just kept going. The third quarter will mercifully come to an end.
Oh my God!
So Notre Dame, when we come back for the fourth quarter, we'll try to get their third down conversion this game, Shane.
I just want them to get enough to just keep the ball long enough, get your field goal, and just get the fuck out of here because man, this is bad.
Well, Notre Dame is on the Virginia 47, four wide.
Oh, Bert,
back
what
to
you have
pass.
Missed?
And it is complete over the middle to Austin. It's been working all day long.
That's, yeah.
Eighth reception, almost 100 yards on the day for Austin.
Yeah, that hookup, and surprisingly, him and Lindsey today have been on the same page. It's been a weird one.
And four wide now that Mayer goes into motion and splits off.
Oh, and God.
Again, over the middle to Austin. This one is jarred loose.
It drops. Yeah. All right. I think they can go back to the run here.
It'd be nice. I mean, we know we need a field goal anyway, so just set it up in the middle.
Right.
Oh, we're going to pass. Only a three-man rush, so Cone should have time.
He's going out to the outside.
He's complete to Lorenzo Siles. 20-yard gain.
That was a choice.
His fifth reception of the game. Almost
picked
off by Deion Cole.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
What? I mean, what in the world are we doing with these routes?
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck.
These routes make no sense, and he's throwing them to the crossing points where two receivers make contact. What?
Read option. Cone pulls it down for a 5-yard gain.
Wow. Okay. This fucking guy.
This is such an active troll job. I can't wait to kick a chip shot field goal after all this. Second and five.
Yeah, right.
Four wide.
Total yardage.
Play action. Complete to Mayer across the middle.
Okay.
So it'll be first and goal.
First down.
Right on the doorstep of the end zone. Back
here
on
come
the one.
Three shotgun runs.
Five fucking wide, baby. On the one.
He's going to keep it. He's going to keep it.
He scrambles and he got sacked.
He's going to keep it. I told you he was going to keep it. I told you.
Central Cypress, the second with the sack.
Yeah, I mean, if I were on the defense, I would have just been like, everyone just go after the quarterback. This is hilarious. Are you kidding me?
The ball is now damn near back to the 5-yard line on second and goal.
Great. Great, thanks. Fuck.
Back to pass again. Here comes a quarter blitz.
Aiden
thankfully
Thomas?
It's picked up. Throws. Touchdown, Kevin Austin.
Aiden? Oh, okay. All right.
Thank Christ
Fuck,
they pick up the blitz, because I thought for sure Cone was going to get plastered.
He very much looked like he was about to get murdered, and it was a last-second pickup. It was really a miracle block.
I like how that play
right.
felt like it lasted forever, and it was just a straight go route to the end zone. A go route from the
They're
five!
Going
They're
for
going
two.
For two! We are chasing
They're
points,
doing
baby!
It. They're doing it.
Four Logan wide, Diggs. Back to pass is Cone. He's scrambling. He threw a fadeaway pass to Williams' feet. 360 spin at his feet. What the fuck are you doing?
Dude, like, no. No, Jack. I don't know what you thought you were doing.
That was the worst throw ever.
Oh, man.
Of all time.
Oh, my God.
Worst throw ever.
Oh, thank Christ my wife isn't here. She would be so pissed at how much I'm laughing right now. Oh, my God.
Your athleticism, baby. That's right. That's that Gatorade ad right there. That's that NIL money happening on in front of us.
Just do it. Tua LaPapa for no gain. JoJo Johnson finding his way on the stat sheet. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Well, there is 6:11 left, and Tua LaPapa has a 5-yard gain. I like how there's a commitment to the run when you're finally trailing in this game by Virginia. It is now third and five. They still have not converted a third down since the first quarter. Three down linemen for down. The Irish.
They're sending some people to drop this pass.
And it's another handoff on the three down linemen. Wow. Mosky, did he stop it? He did.
Got him. Got him.
It is now fourth and inches. Let's see if they go for it. No, they punt.
Wow, it's too much risk. Too far back.
Now, you would think this would be the time Notre Dame finally makes a consistent running attack here.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Williams got plastered. Only got a yard.
Yeah, he got by just the one guy. Nobody's going to block him.
Who the fuck is Finn? Wait, what the fuck was that?
What was that? Who's Finn?
Who's Finn?
This is making up roster members.
And Code is sacked on the first play. What the fuck are they doing? Noah Taylor gets his second sack of the game.
I think Jack Cohn, if there was ever going to be an NIL deal, it should be for, like, Keds. They're great for standing, but you're not really going much of anywhere. You know?
It'll be for Icy Hot after this game. Fucking Advil.
Yeah, he'd be Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, look at that. A running play and, oh, God. Please tell me that was a face mask and not holding. Personal foul. Face mask. Yay, face mask. Yeah. All right, that'll be a first down for the Irish. It's Antonio Cleary was the guilty party. It went. Finn is a Cavalier. I don't know if I have a Finn on my depth chart. Hang on a second. Back to pass is Cone. Screen set up. And tackle's broken across the 50. Goes Kyron for 4 yards.
Okay.
There's not a Finn on this depth chart. Oh, wait. Holy, I found him. That was the fucking punter. They put Virginia's punter on there.
No way. Diggs
gets a handoff up to the right side. 6 yard gain. 3rd and 1 coming up. It's the goddamn punter.
It's like, boy, Virginia's been prolific on offense. They have kicked the shit out of that ball.
I don't even know. 3rd and 1, we're passing. Hey, it works. Who gives a shit? Lorenzo Styles has this on the 15-yard line.
Okay. All of a sudden, Jack Cohen's busting out, like, all the pass plays today. Okay.
Yeah, now we're going to cover. Watch this shit.
Lorenzo Styles has 69 yards.
Nice. 4 minutes left to go. Cohen, back to pass. Throws it away.
Okay. I'll take that one.
Ball is on the 16-yard line. I'm going to have to take a walk around the house and catch my breath after this shit.
Yeah, the sim does not know what's happening today.
And a quick pass to Mayer, who just got his fucking knee chopped. Jesus Christ.
It looks like his legs are split.
Some maybe bullshit there.
A groin injury right there.
Two backs in the backfield for Notre Dame. 3rd and 6. Back to pass.
Hit it. Coach's
gonna get sacked.
It's there. No, it's gone.
Lost count. Jameer Carter gets his first sack of the game.
That is now 7 sacks. 7, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
7.
Yeah, I got 7. And as Dorr gets his field goal, it's gonna be a 37-yarder. I'm gonna start counting the TFLs that I've recorded.
Are we really killing clock right now?
I have 10 tackles for loss, Shane.
Oh, boy.
We're running the clock now. I'm glad I took Does that.
Would NIL deals exist for prescription medications? I'm asking for a friend.
He's going to NIL. It's Lunesta, because this shit will put you... This is fun when it's a video game. This shit happens in real life. We're all losing our mind.
Just hating it.
It's going to have NIL for fucking anger control.
Ugh.
Well, the kick goes in the end zone for a touchback. So Notre Dame, even though they've turned the ball over 4 times, 2 of them which have resulted in scores, they are covering with an 8-point lead. Armstrong, that's a speed option. I was about to say back to pass. And he gets 3 yards. Again,
that was a lot of work. The commitment
to the rush while down is incredible.
Yeah, it is. That is a bold strategy, Cotton.
Bronco Mendenhall running opposite day offense here. Ah, here we go. Back to pass. Rolls it to the sideline, and it is complete to Kemp.
What?
Drags a foot down, maybe. Let's see here. I look like he was did. In, but he that did. Wasn't a he very did. Good angle of
he
it.
He toe-tapped.
I mean, they gave us the camera angle from the upper deck, so it was kind of hard to see it. Hand off to Tua LaPapa. He gets a 3-yard gain. Now an Irish
again
territory.
With the handoff.
Here comes the backdoor cover bullshit.
Yep.
Oh no, they could go for two and tie it. We could have overtime. Shane.
That's right. Oh, that's what God. I'm saying.
They're second not, and seven. And after the blitz, a wide open Dontavion Wicks, excuse me.
All
Ball's
right,
out
come
the
on.
Irish 36. I mean, you just, you know, tick, it's going to happen. I'm just expecting it
tick,
now.
Tick, tick, tick. Nah, they're going to go for two and fuck it up. That's how it'll end.
Back to pass. Tick, 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 tick. And here comes the entire defensive line on the sack.
Yeah. MTA. Howard Cross. Adam Eola twins. Everyone ate.
How those ribs feeling out, buddy?
Oh, God.
Second and 17. Ball pushed back to the Irish 48. Four wide. And a delayed handoff here. Hollins gets no gain.
All right. Worth it. Good call.
So once again, still looking for a third down conversion.
Once again, no one calling timeout.
1 minute left, basically. And sacked!
Yeah. Come on. There, are you going to call it now? Are you going to call timeout? What the fuck is going on?
I guess that... Are they going to punt it back to Notre Dame? Like, what are they doing?
I think they are, dude. I think this game is just... I think this game... This sin, whatever was churned out for this result, is just completely fucked.
Yep, they're going to punt it.
They're punting it.
How have you not snapped the ball?
Are they
going to
let the clock expire? Let the clock expire, genius.
What? They killed 10 seconds on the clock. The punt is away. Oh my God, it goes off of Williams' head. What? And it's picked up by Notre Dame. And there's a flag on the play to boot.
What is happening?
And there's a clipping
what
call.
What is happening?
Isaiah Pryor gets knocked for clipping. 44 seconds left. Everybody has all their timeouts.
Absolutely terrifying. Fuck.
How does the ball go over the head like that? Or on off the head, rather. Hand off to Williams.
Run, run, run.
And finally
run.
A timeout is yours. Excuse me, Diggs.
There
finally
it is.
A timeout is used. Second and 8.
Get this first down for fuck's sake.
Hand off again. And a first down
get it, get
by
it, get
Diggs. That'll ice it.
Done. Done. That's a wrap.
Timeout is used. But they could just kneel it here. It is mercifully over.
Wow.
Notre Dame goes to cover town.
Burn
this
burn
video.
All of it. Fuck burn it, the audio, it. Ryan.
You try to.
Yeah. Wow. That happened to all of us. I just want you to know that we're all stronger because of it, but I think one day we'll get to be united and share in our trauma.
And that's the final from Virginia.
Oh, God.
Thank you for the final offensive production stat, ESPN.
Thank you. If so Jack Cohn gets play of the game.
Kevin Austin with his 9 receptions
there,
and 98 yards
okay.
and touchdown.
Thank good. Thank goodness.
I mean, Jack Cohn should get the player of the game for throwing multiple touchdowns to multiple teams.
That's true. Yeah, just the sportsmanlike award of the year.
29 to 21 is your final.
If you're asking me how the committee should react to this, I'm sorry, Notre Dame's the number one
team in the nation.
Yeah, I'm sorry to everyone who has to decide what to make of the fact that this happened. Oh,
horrifying. What a beautiful highlight reel we're going to see. Oh, there's the fat man touchdown. See, he whiffed on the tackle to Williams and had the fumble bounce back to him. That's some incredible bullshit. All right, here we go, because the play was so broken on the pitch. We're going to sit here and watch Armstrong, and now he disappears. Okay.
Yeah, no one's chasing anything.
Maybe if the camera keeps rotating around, we finally see the ball carry. Oh, there he is.
There's his ass cheeks.
Yeah, like Cheese says, only 7 points were given up by the defense. That was on the first drive.
Yeah, on the first play of the game.
Unbelievable. Well, that looks like a fever dream that I would have after a 24-hour charity marathon. Again, folks, Twitch.tv/IndyTexas where you can go to that. I got nothing. That was bullshit.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That was disgusting. I did not have a good time. If I can, I would like to leave a 1 or 2 star review. I can be coerced into 3, maybe, but the commentary will not be positive.
You know, that would be hilarious if we just get a flood of 1 star reviews, and it's only because of this sim. Like, seriously, let's see if it happens, because what the fuck do we need podcast ratings for anymore? Like, go ahead. Like, everybody, go to Apple Podcasts. Throw a fucking 1-star review out there.
You can review bomb it and say 1 of 2 things. You can say Notre Dame, Virginia happened, or Notre Dame, Bowling Green happened. You can do that, too. That's fine. That's a good reference. God. I like that call
out. That is a deep cut. God, that was painful. Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's going to be it for now. Have a good night. Make sure you subscribe to this mess over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Give us a 1-star review on Apple Podcasts. Why not?
Please.
Twitch.tv/LittleSons. We'll be here again next Thursday. Hopefully it goes a little bit better around the 9 p.m. Central Hour. HerLittleSons.com/Discord. And, of course, we are always over at HerLittleSons.com. Till next time, y'all. Go Irish. Be Cavaliers. Have a good one. All right. Good night.